Hi, welcome to CNN Student News. It's Monday, it's Columbus Day. We'll have more on that coming up. It's a new week of CNN Student News. In the U.S., we talk about hurricanes. In the Indian Ocean, these storms are called cyclones, and parts of India are recovering from the strongest cyclone to hit that country in 14 years. Tropical cyclone Pileen hit India's eastern coast. It was the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane. At least 14 people were killed. Before the storm hit, officials evacuated nearly a million people. They say that effort helped limit the number of casualties. Getting people back on their feet could be challenging. The cyclone damaged property, it flooded highways, it knocked down trees and power lines. In parts of the Pacific Ocean, cyclones are called typhoons, and at least 13 people were killed when Typhoon Nari hit the Philippines this weekend. More than 43,000 people were forced out of their homes by that storm. Back in the United States, some of the national parks and monuments closed by the partial government shutdown are starting to reopen. New York made a deal with the National Park Service to fund operations at the Statue of Liberty. State and local funds will help reopen Grand Canyon National Park out in Arizona. And in South Dakota, Mount Rushmore is set to reopen first thing this morning thanks to a similar deal. But there was no deal in Washington this weekend on either the shutdown or the debt ceiling. That deadline is just 3 days away, and there is talking between the White House, the Republican-led House of Representatives, and the Democratic-led Senate. There's also some serious finger-pointing.
Lawmakers scurrying out of Washington, even though there's no deal in place to end the partial government shutdown and avoid a possible default this week.
My staff is has every plane flight on our schedule. We're ready to come back as soon as there's a vote.
This thing is so fluid and so many things are changing. All I know is we've got a president who doesn't want to negotiate.
Perhaps a hint of defensiveness with talks between the White House and House Republicans having collapsed and both sides blaming each other. Now all eyes on the Senate and whether Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell can work out a compromise.
The conversations were extremely cordial, but very preliminary, of course, nothing conclusive. But I hope that our talking is some solace to the American people and to the world.
But Reid is still sticking firm to key Democratic demands.
They're not doing us a favor by reopening the government. They're not doing us a favor by extending the debt ceiling. That's part of our jobs.
Meantime, Republicans accuse the president of pulling a bait and switch.
The president apparently was not negotiating in good faith. All he's really said is, whatever you offer, I'm not interested in it. He's hoping to cut a deal with the Senate, which would, I think, be a terrible deal to undermine the House.